sexy. I've got the look. The drive's a cool wild. I've got the mood. Good afternoon.
Who says they're listening in the afternoon? Some people like listening to podcasts on their morning commute to work, Joshua.
It's been a while.
It has been. It really has been a while, Joshua. I haven't seen you in like 6 months.
Yeah.
You went crazy and deranged. You went to the woods butt naked and you just like, I haven't seen you.
Yeah. I had a bit of a rough go there. Number one, I had rabies. So that's certainly...
Oh, I thought you just found like an empty whipped cream bottle and you were just like...
No, that's why I left.
Oh, okay.
I embraced my animal nature.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about the dangers of contaminated water.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I'm more ready to do this podcast.
Wait, we're doing the podcast again? Joshua... Are we doing the podcast again?
We're doing a podcast again.
We're doing a podcast again.
Meaning an episode, meaning this episode.
Yeah. And, well, while you were gone, you know, the podcast charts were growing, growing, growing. We reached over 1,000 plays in our podcast.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. I mean, I think
we just turned it off and...
I think it's just number of episodes, you know, quantity over quality. But hey, we're back for at least an episode.
Yeah.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Rob.
And this is
the Josh Cat.
Wait,
you had one job.
Did we change the name?
No, you had one job. It was the Robcast podcast, and then it was Two Men in a DeLorean.
No, that was a good time.
That was a good after show. And then we did we do the after show after that?
Naked Boys.
We did one episode of Wonder with Bond Division. Then we're like, nope.
Yeah. I got bit by a squirrel and I went naked in the woods and all that. But today. I think today's is just a special episode, just two guys sitting down.
Two brothers
sitting down and just talking some Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot in the world going on recently, and a lot of the worlds are running Taylor Swift.
That's true.
A lot of buzz.
A lot of buzz. I mean, okay, so...
Call me a bee,
usually this then... wouldn't this the point where we cut it for the... Are we even bothering doing the anchor ad?
I say we just do an ad spot, you know, just for the fun of it.
So we're going to cut it here for the app.
Yeah, wait. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
Joshua.
And we're back. So, Robert, you know what? I forget how to do this at all. It's been way too long, but let's just jump into it. We're going to start, I guess, by talking about some of the Taylor's version stuff. Fearless, Taylor's version. What were your thoughts?
So, okay. So, Josh, do me a favor. Define to me what exactly the Taylor's version is, because I know there's a lot of legal stuff behind this, but also a lot of new creative liberties and expression in these new versions of her own songs.
That's a great idea. Great idea. Okay, so basically, Taylor Swift, she's a singer, releases songs as singers are wont to do.
Okay, I'm taking notes.
And
songwriter,
the masters of the song. So basically, the underlying rights of the songs, when they can be used, I guess, in other media, how they can be used, in terms of like who makes money off of them and stuff like that. Taylor does not own her masters. I guess Big Machine Records, who she originally signed with as a young lass, the contract was structured so that she didn't own the masters. There's a whole bunch of like drama and stuff with it, like how the people sold it to someone else, how they didn't even give Taylor a chance like to buy it back, and lots of different stuff about that. But the point is that she doesn't own her masters, so she's re-recording her songs essentially now, remastering them, so to speak, so that she's able to use them in different things. She, I guess, makes money off of them. And she has more control and over her music, essentially. So
okay, so let's just say this. So let's just say a political party ad for, you know, a certain party member. Let's get political, Joshua. You know, we get political on the podcast.
Yeah.
But let's say like political, or even like a company that makes like
movie trailer,
cute little like panda bear coats, but they kill pandas to do it, and they want to use the song "Shake It Off" in an ad.
Yes,
it's not Taylor cannot refute that ad because it is the record company that owns the masters of the song. So they're making the deals of licensing to that song out to people and advertising.
Yeah, that's my understanding, essentially. Like, for example, for years, lots of Taylor's songs weren't used in anything just because she, the Big Machine or whoever owned the masters didn't want that to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And with re-recording it, she's obviously making it like a huge like spectacle, a big thing. So she's making sure to update as much as she can, like in terms of sound quality, backing vocals, her vocals, like changing just little things. It's still the same song at the end of the day, but she's doing her best to make it like the best version of the song that she can, especially with years of hindsight. Plus, we're getting 5 or 6 From the Vault songs with each new album, it seems. Mm-hmm. And so the albums that she doesn't own the masters to are her first 6, I want to say. So Taylor Swift, Fearless, Speak Now, Red, 1989, and Reputation. And there's certain as well time limits on that. So for example, she can't record Reputation until 2022. I believe it's 5 years after the mm-hmm. original album's release.
Why do you think it has taken so long for, you know, the releases have to start coming out? If it's only that 5-year gap, I'm sure Taylor's first album was released more than 5 years ago.
For sure, for sure. And certainly I think the relationship with Big Machine has deteriorated more, let's say, at post-1989, I want to say, like heading into Rep and whatnot. So certainly that deterioration of that relationship is a big thing. She also, I think she was focused on like creating music and still trying to stay like relevant with new music and that sort of thing. But I think at the point in her career now, she's put out a lot of stuff. She's, I guess, comfortable where she is right now. So she can kind of put all her or most of her energies into focusing in this project.
Mm-hmm. So out of the current releases that we have gotten, what have we seen so far?
Yeah, so we've basically seen Fearless, Taylor's version. So that entire album, plus some Out of the Vault songs or whatever they're called. Yesterday, actually, she just decided to pop out and release Wildest Dreams, mm-hmm. the single Taylor's version from 1989, and Red, Taylor's version, which we're going to get in, let me just lean over to Google. Okay, we're going to get in November.
Yes.
Can't see the exact date. It's like a Friday, November, like 19th or something, 11th. But so yeah.
Coming up very, very soon.
I was excited. I don't believe we've seen a single from Red, Taylor's version yet. Yeah, no. But it's exciting. So back to my original question. Have you listened to Fearless Taylor's version?
I have. Yes, I have.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I'm not a complete, like we have a Taylor Swift podcast at this point. Like,
yeah.
Like we have talked more about Taylor Swift. I think we have talked equally about Taylor Swift and Edgar Wright movies at this point. We have like 3, maybe like Taylor Swift episodes at this point.
But you know what? It's probably appropriate.
It's not enough.
Yeah, not enough Taylor.
No, not enough. We need to have, we should just like edit a clip of us, you know, talking about Taylor into every single episode.
We should.
Retroactively.
Yeah. Constantly. Retroactively? Yeah, let's do
we
it.
We go back and we just edit it in.
I like it.
So it's the Robcast version, you know?
Right.
So we remaster all the old podcasts. We re-record yeah. everything.
We have a brutal divorce with Anchor and we just decide to like re-record all of our old podcasts.
Yeah. And we start our own network called the Joshcast Network.
We called it, so instead of like Robcast, we just throw the R in front. It's Rancor.
Rancor?
Which is like a bitterness or an anger as well.
And we rank higher than Anchor in the podcast.
Exactly.
Fans. Yeah.
This is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, Fearless Taylor's version. Any thoughts on it at all? Whether on the original album, any of the Out of the Vault songs that you might hold as your favorite?
See, okay. With the Fearless Taylor version, I'm kind of hoping for more in like the upcoming albums, because like it was good, it was different, but like it wasn't different enough. Like she has an amazing chance to go back and change a lot of the stuff. And looking forward, I want to see a bit more change in the songs and a bit more, you know, drastics. Because we're always going to have those original songs, but this is opportunity for her really to go out of her box and do some things that she maybe wasn't maybe a bit hesitant to, or mm-hmm. the things, you know, she wasn't able to. And she's a lot more talented of a musician and a singer mm-hmm. now than she was when she originally released those albums. For me personally, I'm most excited for the Reputation re-release, even though it's going to take a few years, because
yeah, Rep is good.
That album was supposed to be the quintessential Taylor Swift rock album. There's nothing really like that, and I really hope that the re-release, that she just goes all in and kind of like gives it a bit more oomph, just a bit more yeah. rock for your sock'em.
Sure.
And robots.
I'll disagree a little bit, because I think at the end of the day, those albums are those albums for a reason. They're successful. Yes. They're like a moment in time. And while you do want to, I think, increasing the sound quality and kind of doing the little things, I don't think you want to change them too much. Like, she's put out a lot of stuff. Like, you don't need to go revise the past and make like drastic changes. Like, I understand from your perspective, you're like, okay, you might not necessarily care as much because it sounds similar, but I think that's kind of the point too. And I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially the Reputation, which she recorded like later in her career too. I wonder how she'll change that. I want to see some Reputation Vault songs though. Yeah. That'll be amazing.
That will be very interesting.
Yeah. In terms of the Vault from Fearless, We had, I probably definitely should have made all these Googles before, that. Especially since I'm really close to the mic right now. Especially since I had to unplug my, what's it now, my keyboard to plug in the mic, and I have to reach over the mic to my laptop on the left to type things.
Well, behind the scenes to you all.
Yeah, of the new podcast setup. Actually, we've never recorded on this wall. Or we've never recorded on this desk. No. This is a new desk. This is
a new desk. Guys, we have a new podcast desk. Thank you to everyone. Thank you for everyone.
Yeah.
Wait, how much money have we got 1,000 views. Check the monitor. Wait, how much money have we made off this?
Oh, I don't want to
duplicate the tab.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Just a sec. So, like, we came back and we're like, oh,
money.
In these 6 banks, in the 6 months, we made a lot of money.
$10?
We made $10?
Oh my God, we're so close to 15.
We made $10.
This is amazing.
We're rich.
We're starting.
We're successful. What the hey?
Rob, we made it.
We made it.
We've made it, man.
We made $10.
I can't believe it. I'm $10.90.
Almost $11.
Unbelievable. We're starting the podcast again.
I think we have to.
We have to.
I think this is the call for us to start the podcast again.
Wow, man, that's amazing.
We did it.
Anyway,
yeah. So next episode is gonna be us trying to find ideas of what the podcast should be. You know, now.
This is a business podcast now.
It's business.
Talking about money, making money, rising, grinding. I wake up at 3 a.m. every morning. I work out. No one else does that. I do that because you know what? I prize my body. I prize my mental body. I prize my life. And you know what? If you're not waking up at 3 a.m., you're a stupid idiot and you probably deserve to just die at the bottom of a gutter somewhere. Because while I'm rising, grinding, making money, making gains, you're sleeping. The only thing you're making is a mistake.
And I make dreams. I woke up in my little gutter this morning, a little cute little gutter outside West Side North, and it was a beautiful morning. I got out of the gutter and I was like, it was like 12 a.m.
Yeah,
this was 12 p.m. it was a time late in the day. Josh, that's podcast now.
I make Robert sleep in the gutter because he's not rising and grinding.
Exactly, yeah. I think we would have a good improv podcast. We started doing like improv, like just like scenes and sketches.
I don't know how well that would be received, but
we probably get canceled anyways, a lot quicker.
Anyways, let's stay on track.
Let's get back to Taylor Swift, everyone.
I want this to be a tight half hour. Out of the vault track.
Damn.
Out of the vault track. Okay, so we got You All Over Me featuring Maren Morris, which I actually heard prior. I have a few unreleased Taylor songs on my phone. This is one of the most well-known tracks, I guess. So good though. They definitely changed it from the while the audio was good of the unreleased track I had, they definitely changed it. They spruced it up with a lot more country strings and whatnot. So that was good. Maren Morris is a country singer. That's all I know about her. Mr. Perfectly Fine,
which is my favorite of the
absolute
new ones.
Absolute banger. Why was that not on the original album?
That,
like, I'd rather have that on than Jump Then Fall.
Yeah, really? Okay.
I like Jump Then Fall.
I could see. Yeah, but like Mr. Perfectly Fine, like,
if you're looking for, it's a great song.
It really is.
If I think she said too, she was like, "Oh, I took out some songs because I didn't want too many upbeat songs or too many depressing songs, etc." So if you're looking to replace an upbeat song with "Mr. Perfectly Fine," I think "Jump Then Fall" fits the bill. Mm-hmm. I love "Jump Then Fall," so don't hate. "We Were Happy." That's a nice little sad song there. "That's When" featuring Keith Urban. This is probably my favorite from the Vault song.
Mm-hmm.
Classic country, it's unbelievable. Chorus is fantastic, like the message is great, just of like teenage love and what have you. So I like that song. It's great. "Don't You" I also like a lot. People don't like "Don't You," or I saw one random list on Instagram that said it was one of her worst songs. So maybe people do like "Don't You," but I love "Don't You." It's probably my third favorite Vault song. Definitely those three Vault songs, Perfectly Fine, That's When, Don't You, I love them all. So it's great. And Bye Bye Baby, which is also good. I like it. Country.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's a nice little one.
Vault songs were good. Yeah. I listened to the song actually in my rabies-induced stupor. Mm-hmm. I went for a little hike in the forest, listened to this. So it was really nice. I was just like singing at the top of my lungs. Thankfully, it was a quiet day in the forest. I think it was a Friday afternoon. I was able to get off work early, was I? Or maybe it was just a bit after work. But,
wait. But do you have a job in the forest with rabies? Do you, like, do acorn accounting or something? for squirrels?
Yeah, actually, I'm a real estate. So I help, like, raccoons and squirrels, owls. Yeah, find hollows in trees and that sort of thing, and little dens and what have you.
You know, giving back to the people.
Yeah, that's... That's what this podcast is about.
Yeah, you gotta wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning, Joshua. You gotta
get those rising, games. Grinding, I'm digging dens, and I'm getting attacked by foxes and all that. Kicking
people out of gutters, you know.
Yeah, kicking people into gutters. But yeah, no, great. Fearless Taylor's version. I think that's a pretty summative little conversation we've had.
Yeah.
That's great. So looking forward, we have Red.
Yes. So out of the Red songs, like, what do you like? Is there a particular song that you like? Okay, the re-release of this one's gonna be like off the kizook.
Off the what? Sorry,
I made up a word. I was like, I'll be edgy. I don't know what the kids are. Josh, I'm untouched with culture. I've been in the woods too. The woods in my mind.
Yeah,
I've been out pulled away from society. Yes, maybe. Well, this is me getting out of the woods. I need to reconnect with the kids of today. And, you know, find out what the lingo means.
Absolutely. Know? So I think that the one I might be looking forward to the most is Come Back, Be Here.
Yeah.
You know what? I like that one. That's a damn good song. Deluxe version. I was actually at the show in Toronto where she played it live for the first time. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable.
How many times have you seen Taylor live?
Once.
Yeah, because I know you went to the Reputation tour.
Yeah, yes. That is it. Mm-hmm. 2018.
And you decided not to go with me, so
you didn't want to come.
I did. I was kind of heartbroken.
Oh, why didn't you come?
Because I don't know.
Society.
Because I was in the gutter, Josh. I wasn't waking up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, I woke up at 3 a.m. Got the tickets. Went actually at 4 a.m. Camped outside for the entire day. So that explains it. But
and then, you know, like murdered a guard, snuck inside.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Snuck into her trailer, got arrested.
Yeah. But then you saw the concert from the back of the cop car. Yeah, that's perfect. Know, through the little window.
But yeah, no, that was great. Oh my God. What a show. Like even just seeing her come out and be like, oh my God, that's Taylor Swift there. It's unbelievable feeling. Yeah.
I've seen the videos. You are screaming, crying, kissing the rain.
Yes.
It was 4 a.m. and you were waiting outside that concert line.
3 a.m.
It was
2 a.m. Sorry.
It was a certain time in the morning.
Yeah, kissing me. It's 3 a.m. 3 a.m. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah, but you said 4 a.m. I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it works.
We've got off track. We're not going to edit this out either.
No, I'm not editing anything.
Anyways,
we
okay.
Cashed it. But also, I love how we were just like, yeah, we're going to get off Anchor. Then we're like, let's check the money.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh no, Anchor, we love you.
This is a mess. Yeah, exactly.
$10. Right? Whoa.
We should get to 15. We can withdraw.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, after 15, they give you other ads.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We'll talk about it later. Anyways. So the Vault track, she actually already released the names.
Yeah.
I think Ronin and Better Man.
Wait. So released the names. Okay. So are we gonna do our famous Taylor Swift segment where we improv the new Taylor Swift songs?
We're absolutely gonna do that.
Okay. So list them off for me.
Hold up. So Ronin and Better Man, they've already been released, mm-hmm. but like as separate singles. Ronin was released like she wrote it about some kid who died. Some kid who had a disease and died. It's not funny, but
you have a weird way of expressing pain, you know, like whenever someone dies, you
I'm not laughing, I'm actually just getting a bit teary-eyed. Anyways, and Better Man, she wrote it at the time, and Little Big House, what was the people who released it? Let's see. Oh yeah, here we go. Country Little Big Town, there we go. I was close. Mm-hmm. They released it again, very good song. Okay. So Phoebe Bridgers is famous apparently, and people seem to like her.
Yes, Phoebe Bridgers,
and she is featuring on the song Nothing New. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go first. Okay, so we actually have a Robcast exclusive. Joshua is now going to sing Taylor Swift's new song Nothing New featuring Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah. Oh, you're Phoebe Bridgers.
I'll be Phoebe Bridgers. Okay, gotcha.
So yeah, actually it's pretty crazy because we did receive some audio of all these different Vault tracks, so we're gonna just sing them to you. We can't play them obviously because we'd get in a lot of trouble, but okay. I saw your black blue shoes. And you made my face your muse. Then you left in the taxi with Tom Cruise. But this is nothing new.
Nothing new.
Me nothing to you.
Look. New.
It's nothing new. Yeah, so
that was a pretty sick first song.
That was nothing new. Yeah, it's quite good.
Yeah.
Next is Babe, which we've already received as well. Mm-hmm. She licensed that out to Sugarland or whatever. Let them do it. She actually did background vocals on that too. She's also in the music video with Brandon Routh. Brandon Routh of Superman and other fame. TV fame? Mm-hmm. Question mark. Anyways, the next song is actually Message in a Bottle. So, can I just do this one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'll sing some backup again.
Okay. Actually, you know what? Yeah, okay. Okay.
I'll do it.
Da-da, cast away. Da-da-da, puppy. Oh. Da-ba-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. As in an SOS to the world, as in an S to the rest to the world. I hope that someone gets my
message in the bottle. I hope that someone
gets my message in the bottle.
Message in the bottle.
There's actually a guitar part here that goes like something like. Yeah. That's Message in a Bottle.
That's Message in a Bottle.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Taylor's version.
Yes, absolutely. The next song featuring Chris Stapleton, who appears to be a country person. Yes. I bet you think about me.
Yes.
I'll be Chris Stapleton.
I bet you think about me every time that you leave. Walking through the front door. I'm never gonna see you anymore.
More.
You think about me every day. Society is pain. Never leaving conspiracy is all I ever have to see. I bet you leave me. Bet you think about me.
Me.
Every day is pain, flowing down the drain. Go sleep in a gutter.
That's a pretty jarring ending.
Yeah, right? I know.
But yeah, no. I bet you think about me if you drink Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
It's crazy. He went that high.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's a very natural.
Yeah, he's a pretty deep voice, I've heard. Exactly. Yeah. That's a lot of songs. God.
We're doing them all.
Forever Winter. That's, Forever Winter. That's an interesting one. Yeah, so I guess I can take this one. So it begins actually with some chimes. I'm walking through the forest.
Forest.
With my good friend Jack Torrance.
Torrance.
Up to the hotel. It's not an inn.
Not an inn.
I'm running through the halls. In a sort of deathly thrall. He thinks that I am a ghost to him. He has an axe. He has a back. He has a knack for killing my mind and my heart. 'Cause this is a forever winter. And I know that it isn't the...
Anymore.
Something like that, yeah.
Forever winter.
Okay.
That's good. That might be my favorite, honestly.
Yeah, I like that too. Next one is Run, featuring Ed Sheeran.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
The man himself, Ed Sheeran.
Well, I don't even know. You can take this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Running. For I am Ed Sheeran, the Lord of Darkness.
I thought I was Ed Sheeran.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
And that's right. Move on.
Okay.
It's one word.
This is
what word? That.
Yeah. This is. The very first night.
I can do this one, actually.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
The very first night when I met you, you had a bunch of attitude. But as I got to know you, that too turned into fluid pouring off of...
Off what?
A waterfall.
Okay, good save.
What's it called again?
Anyways, yeah, that's the very first night.
Josh, we should have stopped. We should have stopped after I Bet You Think About Me. That was the Forever Forever Winter was the peak.
Okay, and now we're going to do All Too Well, the 10-minute version.
The 10-minute version.
We're going to do 10 minutes. Okay, no. We've all heard All Too Well. You know what? We're going to leave that for us as a surprise.
That was the last one? No.
You don't want to spoil anything.
Okay. We're going to... Actually, no. Oh, that was a corrupted file of the very first night. Joshua, do you want to give one more try?
Do I want to give one more try to it?
Yeah, give it one more try.
You know what? I'll give like a 5-second snippet just of the chorus. The chorus. Okay, so... And then it goes, and then it goes, the very first night! And then cuts. Anyways.
Wow, what an amazing sound.
Thank you. Well, that's great. So that's Red's Taylor version. Yeah, I'm excited for that in November. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have the date here now. It comes out on November 19th.
Ah, you guessed it right.
I guess
it's memorized in your brain. Exactly. Engraved.
Ingrained, if you will. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think to wrap this up quick here, I actually have a little list of the top Taylor Swift songs for autumn. Maybe I can just go through my top five and you can give me your take on what mm-hmm. Taylor Swift songs resonate for you with autumn heading into this cold season, based on my constant lookings at the Weather Network site. It's supposed to drop below 20 next Thursday, so I'm extremely excited. It's been way too hot. I hate the heat.
Also, like, for a podcast that reaches places all around the world, the weather in our particular area is very,
very important.
It's very important.
Yeah. If you live in another country, like, screw you, number one. But...
Okay, wow. Joshua's views do not represent the podcast in whole.
This is a xenophobic podcast. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, we love all people. We love actually one person in particular mm-hmm. a lot more than everyone else.
Exactly, yes.
Someone very close to both of us. Mm-hmm. Their birthday is approaching. They're turning actually
the day of recording. It's today, actually.
Yeah. It's their sweet 16.
It's their 17.
So you know what? We just want to make a shout out to that particular person.
You know, you're our number one fan.
We know you're our number one fan. And this entire episode is for you personally. Mm-hmm. So lie down and just listen to our voices directly into your brain and happy birthday.
And please do not file those restraining orders against us.
Happy sweet 16.
It's 17.
So yeah, so we have, I'm going to run through my top five Taylor Swift songs for autumn. I'm probably going to do more than my top five because I need to feel the need to qualify.
There's a list of every single song that Taylor Swift has ever released.
No. I have 25.
It's a list of 400 songs.
And then I have like another 20.
Some of these aren't even Taylor Swift. It's Message in a Bottle by the Police on there. How did that get in there?
So, guess number one. If I cover the screen that you already looked at. Did you actually not see it?
I did not see it.
Oh, awesome. Guess number one.
What's a fall song? Taylor Swift Haunted, maybe?
Haunted?
Haunted, yeah.
Okay, no. All Too Well.
Okay.
So pivoting from Taylor Swift, from talking about Red, Taylor's version, everyone says that Red is an autumn-like album.
Yes.
To be honest, I disagree. Okay. I think Red is summer. Like, if you're looking at stuff like...
But is it a cruel summer?
It's not a cruel summer. No. It's definitely... To me, it's summer. State of Grace... I Knew You Were Trouble, 22, We Were Never Getting Back Together. Like, it has too many upbeat, like, just stuff that where you want to be in the sun listening to it. Holy Ground. Like,
yeah.
Everything has changed. Like, Everything Has Changed actually is...
Forever Winter, man. Like,
shut up. Everything Has Changed does, like, skew more... okay, these are all vault tracks. They don't count. Everything Has Changed does skew a bit more autumn, but I think Red, to me, is more of a... It's a summer album. It's July. Certainly, you do, obviously, with All Too Well and Begin Again, and we'll get into it. You have many other tracks that do skew a bit into autumn. And honestly, so much of associating seasons with albums is just when you listen to it, to be quite honest. But yeah, to me, Red's more of a summer album. But All Too Well, yeah, number one. Honestly, the one entry on the list that I'm confident people won't be angry about. Like, what can I say about All Too Well that hasn't already been said? Like, the autumn imagery... the soft guitar that descends to the yelling, heartbroken strums. The pain of trying to move on as the past sticks to you like a wet t-shirt. It's an elite sad boy or girl or person autumn hike song.
What? You had a script and everything? It's not a script. I like you're reading this like deep paragraph of like poetic stuff. Joshua, you should really like, I don't know, you should like start a blog or something.
You can read more about my Taylor Swift autumn song takes on my blog.
You have a blog? What? You have been busy in those woods.
First Frost Josh. It's about all things autumn, fall, Halloween, but just I don't know, random stuff that I write, basically. You don't have, obviously, you don't actually have to go on it. I thought I just mentioned, I mean, maybe you should. Maybe you should. Anyway.
We're forcing our one listener to, you know who you are.
Yes. So I generally post every Tuesday. Right now it's been Tuesday night because I'm procrastinating. But yeah, firstfrostjosh.blogspot.com, all lowercase. And this Taylor Swift autumn post should be coming out October 5th. Is what I'm aiming for. I have a couple other posts queued up in the next couple of weeks. So October 5th, you can look forward to this post. Yeah, so it's a bit of a sidetrack.
And let me just say, I read a lot of blogs. This not being one of the ones I read.
Yes.
But for what you told me about it, it seems pretty darn cool, you know?
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. Yeah, so I'll run through the rest of my top five real quick. In number two, we have Safe and Sound. Guitar cabin core type song. That's one of the songs I listen. Basically, all the songs I have here, like 80% of them, are just songs I listen to in grade like 9, 10, 11 at cross country.
Yeah.
In like that September October time, so I get like such memories listening to these. But yeah, Safe and Sound, love that song. Number three is Haunted. So you weren't too far off.
Yeah. Okay.
Haunted, obviously, it's a top five autumn song.
I didn't see like the H, like as you were trying to cover the screen, it's like, okay, what Taylor Swift
said? H. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm pretty sure I said Haunted or something as well.
Hounded.
I'm hounded.
Back to December, ironically enough, is number four. Like, I know it's December, but I just think, to me, Speak Now is very autumn-esque, and perhaps again, that's when I listen to it. But it's. A lot of these songs on this list I chose just because they're so, no pun intended, they're so haunting in a sense where it's just, it's about looking back, it's about emoting. So songs that you just want to, like if you're going through some sort of emotional upheaval, or even if you're not, I'm just thinking back to past experiences in your life. Like I think autumn with the weather changing and it's the newness of everything, especially in terms of going back to school, or there's a freshness in autumn and there's sort of a... At times you may want to like contemplate past things in your life and just really feel kind of as you don't really do in other seasons. Winter is very repressive and sleepy. Summer is hot and you're out and about and doing things. Spring is sort of a transitionary season. But I think autumn is a place really to experience and to take a second to stop and think. So that's back to December. And number five is Eyes Open, which is, I think, underrated, definitely. That's like a Hunger Games soundtrack. Another song I listened to definitely in my high school cross-country days. Yeah, I love that song. And then I'll just run through the rest of my top 10, just no explanation. Six, Cornelia Street.
Agreed.
Thank you, yeah. Seven, Sparks Fly. Eight, I Did Something Bad. No?
Not... Great song. I don't know if it's a pretty false one. The next one, which is Cardigan, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah,
Cardigan's
absolutely.
A very false
one. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. 10 Teardrops on My Guitar for the same reason as Back to December, I would say. But with I Did Something Bad, I think there's different types of autumn songs. My thinking with I Did Something Bad is that it's not, obviously not a sad boy or girl or person autumn hiking song, but it's, number one, I Did Something Bad. I think it's more of that nighttime, Halloween, October-y song, where like it's more about power, like
public graffiti, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's a different kind of type of autumn song, and which is certainly a choice to have it that high. And I think it might move Cardigan up. This list is pretty
until October 5th, you're just gonna be like in your room hunched over your computer being like, I don't know, man, Cardigan's pretty good.
Oh, 7 at 18. I can't
I messed it up, man. They're too many good songs.
Yeah, honestly though. Yeah, I mean, what I was struggling with was the last three songs. I mean, obviously, I do have to revise this list extensively. I did this, like, during work a couple weeks ago. But I had Fearless at 25, the title track. Mm-hmm. And I think that's certainly, for me, an autumn song. But I think, in terms of its upbeatness, more publicly, it might not be conceived. I might put This Is Me Trying or Everything Has Changed over that. No Body, No Crime, I feel. I have some time for that as an autumn song, too, just because of its subject matter. Mm-hmm. And Call It What You Want is another honorable mention. Those were all honorable mentions. I think I was thinking about moving Everything Has Changed onto the list just because of the guitar and the... That's a very autumn song.
I would feel Everything Has Changed would kind of beat out a few of the ones I see here.
Yeah. Like, Don't Blame Me was something I was debating moving off.
Yeah.
Like, I Did Something Bad, I think, is the best version of that nighttime, like, up-tempo, autumn-ish song. And I had Don't Blame Me at 20 right now. So I have some things to do. How about Exile? Exile I have on my list in the late 20s.
It's pretty...
I think
it's kind of fallish. I can see that.
Yeah, I might not like Exile as much as other folklore songs, which is probably my own fault, mm-hmm. just because I don't listen to it a whole ton, but I should.
How do you feel about the more recent direction of her music, just in general, like with the Folklore and Evermore albums?
Oh, I think it's just a natural progression, right? She's always trying new things, and she's evolved as a musician considerably from Speak Now to Red, then from Red to 1989, then from 1989 to Rep, and then from Rep back to Lover, which is, I guess, more reminiscent of 1989, and then to Folklore and Evermore. Yeah, it's just a natural progression. Her songwriting's off the charts.
So what do you think is next? After we finish the Taylor's version of mm-hmm. all the albums, like, what do you think is going to be the next for her?
Who knows? I think she will release more stuff just because she is nearing that stage of her life where, like, artists tend to, like, not release as much. She's certainly mm-hmm. made her money, right?
Yeah.
I think she will just because she has that passion for it, and that's... It's almost become like, again, I don't know her, but it's almost become like a cathartic, like...
You're close personal thing. Friends with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's how she processes things, and it's something she enjoys, I presume. So I think she will release more stuff, and I think it'll be more in the vein of Folklore Evermore. I mean, we saw her release the single Renegade, which I liked, which I also had on this list. Did I have on this list? I want to put it on this list. Yeah, thanks you for the reminder, Josh, but I will. Anyways, yeah. So I think it'll be similar to that, but who knows? I don't know. I don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Much like James and Betty.
But Josh, do you know what I do know?
What, Rob?
I know that this has definitely been a great reunion episode of the Rob Guest podcast.
It has.
It really has. I missed you.
I missed you too.
Yeah.
Looking into his eyes, I felt like I was in another world.
It looking back.
It felt so familiar. It felt like home.
Looking back in his eyes, I thought to myself, I'm hungry. I'm going to make a sandwich after this.
Little did I know that was the last day that I would see him.
Little did I know that we'd be out of pickles and I'd have to go to the store to get them. And that was all for today's episode of the Robcast Podcast. Tune in. Who knows what the next time will be?
Another 6 months.
Another 6 months.
But now that we've seen how much money we've made, who knows?
$10.90.
Let's
Canadian.
Go. Right, so this was a fun little kiss in the cheek. We're going to see Candyman tonight, the new one, so that'll be kind of fun. Know.
Are we gonna do a podcast
episode? Yeah, that, last fall we did a lot of good stuff.
We did we already have an original Candyman episode out. That was definitely a really fun one to do.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, to quote Jeff Winger, see you when we see ya.